Dom,
yeah,
I've had this thought on the way here, right? And I'm a bit nervous, mate. I've not done a Football Hour podcast since Gerrard retired. He's about 65 years old now.
Mate, he's gone on a holiday and he's come back to Liverpool now already.
He's coach of Liverpool now. Like, so much has happened. I'm a bit nervous. Maybe we're going to be really bad at talking about football.
Maybe.
Do you like rugby now? Should we just change it to the rugby?
That will never happen with me. I'm more of a cricket man myself now. You know, the England-India series.
Mate, I'm just thinking, do we just go home? Like, we don't have to do this. Like, we don't have to put it out.
We don't have to, but we might come up with our usual rubbish.
What the... Dom, the mics are on.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns, and thank you, the lovely listener, for keeping calm, remaining calm and thinking, you know what? Them Football Hour presenters, they're going to come back eventually. Eventually they're going to come back, Dom, aren't they?
Eventually.
And that is the voice of the lovely Dom Betts. We must apologise. We must wish our listeners a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. It's almost June now, Dom, but we're back. We're going to be doing the Football Hour again.
100%, 100%. I mean, the last thing we covered was when I did a solo one on the League Cup quarterfinals. I mean, the final's already been decided.
Yes, it's true.
We know who's playing the final. So, yeah, Football Hour's back. So, Alex, what are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to be talking about Liverpool, and it's three defeats in a week at Anfield. Dom, I thought Jurgen Klopp liked heavy metal, but I think he's been listening to David Bowie. Do you know why?
Why's that?
Ch-ch-ch-ch-change it. Turn and change the team to change it.
That would make sense. The amount of changes made in the last three games has been ridiculous.
Are you upset about the amount of changes in the FA Cup? They lost, if anyone doesn't know, they lost at home to Wolverhampton Wanderers 2-1.
The amount of changes he made, it's a disrespect he has for that tournament.
Right.
It's one of my favourite tournaments in world football. Maybe supporting a lesser team makes you want to do well in the FA Cup, but I think what the team he put out is disrespectful to the tournament, let alone the Liverpool fans.
I just think it's disrespectful to his team, to his fans, not because of the competition, but because of what happened midweek. Their season's relatively over. They've got a chase for top four.
Their season is over.
Right.
They're not going to win the title.
Okay.
The only thing they've got left is a top four. They're not in Europe. So surely you go for the cups.
Mm.
That's surely something you'd go for.
I just think they're in such a mire of form. They're playing awfully. Their last win, Dom, in the league was against Manchester City on December the 31st. We were doing podcasts around then. That's how long ago.
And the thing is, I think I remember Klopp saying something when Chelsea went on a, was it a 12-13 game winning run?
Yeah.
So, oh, but we're only 8 points behind.
Mm.
But since he said that, I think he's won one game. So
Chelsea
have increased the lead.
Yeah.
Not in their winning run, but after the winning run, when Liverpool started dropping points.
God, we've missed this, haven't we? This is a good week to do it because we're really, really passionate about, well, about a man who, in England, me and you, Dom, we love Jurgen Klopp.
It's just the passion he brings, but the thing is, it's more about the passion he brings. It's more I just want sort of some sort of competitiveness at the top of the league.
Yes, we all want to see that gap between Arsenal, Tottenham, Liverpool, City and Chelsea to decrease. We want to see a title race in the last third of the season. But Dom, the team that we thought were going to challenge Chelsea, the men from Merseyside, Liverpool, they're out of it. And I'm not sure whether it's down to leadership. I think they have a problem in midfield. Talk to me about Henderson and Emre Can. Are they too similar to be the partnership?
I wouldn't say they're too similar, but you either choose one over the other, if you know what I mean. Like, you pay one of them in that position with another holding or deep line playmaker, I guess you can call them. Like, I wouldn't say they're similar players because like they do bring different things to the table. But I think you can only play one of them,
right?
If that makes sense.
In the formation of the three in midfield?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, clearly their best midfield is Henderson, the anchor, Lallana to the right, and I'd say Wijnaldum. I can never do it!
Jorginho, Wijnaldum.
Yes, to the left. Well, Chan shouldn't be in the team. For me. And the reason Chan's in the team is because they're playing Lallana in Mane's position, and then they're having to bring Chan
in. And the thing is with Lallana, his best performance of the season has been when he's been played through the middle.
No.
But I mean, in a deeper position.
Yeah, a deeper position.
A
yes.
deeper position,
yeah.
But still centrally instead of out wide right, out wide left. So maybe you need Henderson being anchorman role, maybe Lallana in a deep line playmaker role, like Sani Cazorla does at Arsenal when he's fit, which is like never. But You know, I don't know. I don't think when Mane's out,
yeah,
does Klopp know his best 11?
Well, seemingly not, because he's mixed around with playing Lallana, as I've just said. Lallana
he's
as a winger.
He's played in possibly every position in the midfield. Left, right, 10, 4, 8.
I think when Sadio Mane gets back, me personally, I'd be going, Jurgen, I know you're the manager, mate, but I want a meeting. I want to sit down with all these players and I want to go, I left you lads 2 weeks ago to go and play for my country in the African Cup of Nations. I was doing really well. I was playing really well. Dom, I've been playing really well. I'm Sadio Mane. I'm playing well. I want to sit down and just talk to you about the mess that I am returning to. I left you sitting second. We were in the semi-finals of the League Cup. We were in the FA Cup playing Plymouth and then Wolves. And I've come back, and in the space of a week, I've been knocked out of three competitions, one with my international team and one with my club side. He's going to be angry, isn't he?
100%, because, yes, he's been their best player this season, but he hasn't been like what Costa can be to Chelsea, what Aguero can be to City.
Yeah, I agree. The funny thing is he plays for Senegal, right?
Yeah, Senegal.
Senegal, they got knocked out on penalties last night in the
African
Cup of Nations, yeah. Let's see, you're finishing my sentences. We're back. And on Twitter, all the Liverpool fans were like, thank God, God's back. God's coming home. Get him on a first-class flight. Get him straight home. Let's bring back Concorde to get him back. That's how quickly they want him back. He's not Kenny Dalglish. Do you know what I mean? He's not Messi. Like, is he one
he's
of these
Bob Paisley. Like, you don't need to, like, bring him back. Like, I don't know, because before he went, I mean, there was sort of a big deal made.
Yeah.
But not as big as they thought.
He's becoming a better player being out of the side.
Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense, but that is right.
Can we retreat down the Liverpool formation? We all know that they're a very attacking side. So can I ask the question, is it the defence that the problem? That because Liverpool have a lot of the ball and they're predominantly attacking. So when they lose the ball, is it the defence that the problem? Is it the system that the defence is so overexposed because most of their players are up the pitch?
It's not the defence, the way they defend as a side.
Right.
They can't defend a counter-attack to save their life. Every time the ball's going forward, I think that the other team's going to score.
Yeah.
Like, when they should have got the penalty against Southampton in the semi-final.
Right.
2 seconds later, Shea Long's pinged it in the back
yeah.
of a net.
Yeah. Do they understand that you get a yellow card before a red card? Because most teams I know, just if they see a counter-attack, Dom, and this should be TV, what I'm doing right now is just floating my right leg out.
Or just get an arm out.
Just get an arm out. Take the yellow card. It's not against the law to get a yellow card, Liverpool players. Stop the attack. Stop the counter-attack at source. There was a point where one of the greatest goals ever could have been scored at Anfield yesterday. Costa for Wolves.
Oh, the way he run through the whole entire team. But unbelievable.
Woodburn, and I know he's a young player, just tap his legs, mate. Tap his legs on the halfway line.
Yeah, I mean, that run was great by Costa. And speaking about Woodburn, I did think he was one of their better players yesterday. Or Saturday.
That shouldn't be the case.
I mean, it shouldn't be the case. I mean, he was playing wing-back when he's a striker.
Dom, move back two games to Southampton in the league. And that's the reason why Liverpool are back now into fourth, because they lost at home to Southampton. 3-2. Llorente.
Swansea, sorry.
What did I say?
Southampton. Getting confused with the cup.
Apologies,
yes.
Yeah.
Swansea.
Against Swansea. Jurgen Klopp after the game, and this is where I think he's losing it a bit with me, the things he's saying after the game. He said, they entered our half three times, they scored three goals. Well, to me, that just proves that they're rubbish.
Sorry, is that Klopp or Pep Guardiola? I mean, it could be exactly the same.
These elite managers are going, well, it's not my fault. My team's had all the possession, we've had all the chances. To me, that's not how football works. Yeah, you score the goals, so you have nothing to complain about if the other team scores. Because they're just conceding at every single opportunity. And that is the problem. That's the problem with the counter-attack. Stop it. Stop the counter-attack. I'm getting really frustrated with Klopp and Guardiola with saying this, that we were the better side. Well, to me, I look at the table and Manchester City are in fifth and Liverpool are in fourth. The reason Chelsea are sitting top is because they have one chance. Diego Costa puts it away. Liverpool have one chance. It goes over the bar. 2 minutes later, they have another chance. It goes wide. That's the problem, isn't it?
100%. I mean, I know I mention Fulham every single podcast, but that's been our problem. We're 10th,
right?
But we're one of the best football playing sides in the league. I don't care about the football we play, to be perfectly frank. The results is what I care about.
Okay, let me ask the question.
The cliche, as I mentioned all the time, football is a results business. Mm. Yes, you can play the other team off the park, but if they get a last-minute winner, 1-0, they've won the game. You haven't, simple as.
Are Liverpool the new Arsenal?
No, because Arsenal will forever be Arsenal.
But are Liverpool...
They're turning into that side. Like, they're not quite, we want to pass the ball into the back of the net. Mm. But a team who's going to dominate possession, have most of the chances, and not win.
My reason for asking, are Liverpool the new Arsenal? Because Arsenal, over their barren trophy years, put weakened sides out in the cup. When they weren't going to win the league. They played very, very attractive football, but every other team above them didn't care because they weren't hurting them. They weren't a side that ever challenged the league at the end of the year. And that's what we're seeing from Liverpool. We're seeing a beautiful team from August to December. And then when the crunch comes and where your season's decided over a week of beat Swansea, go close to Chelsea, beat Southampton, you're in the League Cup final, and... beat Wolves at home.
In the last 16 in the FA Cup. What I think you can draw a comparison to Arsenal with, since the Gerrard FA Cup final, 2006, they've won one trophy.
I know, under Kenny Dalglish, and that was on penalties against Cardiff.
Yeah. It's become a bit Arsenal like that. Like, Liverpool, they're a trophy club.
Yeah, yes.
They're the second biggest club in England.
Yeah.
If we're just counting trophies. So, yes, they may not be performing in the league, but... silverware is what they're about.
Mm. I just think, why take the FA Cup with such disregard? Because if Liverpool finish sixth, which could possibly happen because they're 4 points away from Manchester United, I believe if they went on to win the League Cup or FA Cup, I'd see that as quite a successful season. To me, they were second in the league, close to Chelsea, going for the title. If they end up losing the cups and... just maybe scraping fourth or it ended up fifth, then what is the point?
Where have they progressed?
Yeah.
To? Because I said, actually I didn't specifically say this, but I think a good season, everyone looking into the season for Liverpool would have been to finish top four.
Yeah. But that's not the case anymore, Dom. Finishing top four, yes, if they were where Manchester United have been all season.
Yeah, exactly.
But if they were second and looking like a team that, oh my God, they're going to go and do this. They're going to finally do this. To me, this is smelling all too much of Brendan Rodgers' time at
Liverpool. Thing you can draw comparisons with that is it came to about November, December, January. Liverpool did drop off and then they came back. City weren't, or Arsenal weren't that far ahead. So Liverpool, for me, are out of the title race now.
But
maybe not the title race, winning the title.
Listen to me. We've been going for 14 minutes here. We've been very down. We have been down about Liverpool, but we're right to be down at the end of a horrible week. They have Chelsea in the league midweek. If they win that game, can they possibly be back in the title race?
Only if Arsenal get a result against Chelsea the following game.
Yeah. That's a good point, Dom. You really know your football, don't you?
It only works if Chelsea's dropped points in the next two games. If Chelsea only dropped points in one of them, and I think they'll beat Liverpool.
Okay.
And I think they'll beat Arsenal.
Yeah, I think they're on too much of a roll.
If they win against Liverpool and Arsenal, I think the title race is over.
We were really impressed with Liverpool at the start of the season, weren't we? And I was just a bit down because there was that air of that feeling of, God, this team are good.
Yeah.
And I mean, pushing for a title and playing football. Playing proper football. So, Dom, I'm going to ask you a prediction now, Dom. Are they going to get top four or are they going to get back in the title race?
They're going to get top four. I think they're out of the title race.
Okay.
I think top four, it's not a successful season, but it's not a negative one. I know you have to say, oh yeah, we were challenging for the title second, think where they've been the last few years.
I understand. It will be our perception of their season will be seen totally differently if they just scrape fourth now after being so close. But it's been good chatting, Dom. We are back and we are certainly back. Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool, can they get back to the form they showed in 2016? Dom, I want to promote our Twitter account more because I want more followers.
We want more followers.
I want people to say whether they're listening to us because it comes up that we're getting listens, right?
But who are you?
Yeah. Who are you? Right, so if you're listening to this podcast right now, thank you so much. I love you. Dom loves you. We love talking football to you. That might be weird. All right, fine. It's not cool for men to say, or women. We know there are a few women listening, my mum especially. We know it's not cool to say that we love each other. Will you just tweet at the footballer? So get out your phone, get out your iPhone, your Samsung, whatever you got for Christmas, whatever new phone. You might be getting a Nokia 3210. See if you can download Twitter on that phone. Go onto Twitter, search at the football hour. You'll find it. The Football Hour. You know how to spell that, don't you? That's hour with a H. I don't know if you're getting my northern pronunciation wrong. Just tweet at the Football Hour going, Alex, Dom, I hear you. I hear you. That's all I want you to say. Alex and Dom, I hear you. Because, Dom, we just don't know where they are.
Yeah, we see like these thousands of listens coming in. Like, who are you?
If you tweet us on our next podcast, we promise to shout out and tell you. We'll retweet you. We'll say hello ourselves because I just want to know who the hell you are.
Exactly.
Who the hell you are. But whoever the hell you are, thank you so much for listening. That was Dom Betts. I've been Alex Mearns. Will Liverpool get back in the title race? We'll know more after their game against Chelsea. Thank you for listening.